Hello, amazing small group leaders. Mitchell here. And I just want to first off say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for leading a small group. What you are doing matters tremendously. You are on the front lines of seeing life change happen. You are getting to witness Jesus work in people's lives and helping them take their next steps to grow closer to Jesus. And so I want to commend you for what you're doing. It matters. I wanted to send you this recording to encourage you, hopefully to equip you, and that you will walk away from this time feeling more clarity and confidence in your leadership of your small group. So why small groups? Well, our mission here at Legacy is to connect people with Christ, one another, and God's mission. And your small group, or leading your small group, is an integral part of that. In fact, all three aspects of that mission, connecting people with Christ, one another, and God's mission, all three of those aspects can be seen in the life of a small group. So what you're doing is helping us move the mission forward, as I often say. But small groups are critical. Why do we do them? Well, the first thing is that people have a desire to know others and to be known themselves. You know, it's said that to be known and to know others is really one of the deepest desires we have as humans. And the reality in our culture today is that we're more connected than ever before through technology, but we're actually more disconnected than ever before relationally. We can be connected through technology and yet feel alone and isolated in our life. And we don't want that to be the case. And the church, we as the church, have an opportunity to help people connect to one another through small groups. And so small groups are really the place where connection happens, where growth happens. And, you know, we've been using that word connect a lot around here. It's in our mission statement, as I just mentioned a moment ago. But it really reflects the reality of what we are trying to do. We're trying to connect people to Christ, with one another, to God's mission, to help people grow into full maturity as followers of Jesus. And here's the thing, why small groups? Not only do people have a desire to know and be known, but small groups are really the environment where discipleship happens Monday through Friday. You know, following Jesus is not just about what happens on Sunday. It's about what happens Monday through Friday. And small groups really are the place in which, you know, people have an opportunity to take those steps closer to Jesus in their daily life. We don't want to be just a Sunday morning church where you come for a worship service and then you go back and you come back the next week and Monday through Friday, nothing really happens. We want to be a place in which people are encouraged to live more fully for Jesus Monday through Friday. So why do we call them small groups? You know, I've been using that term. You may wonder, well, why do we use the term small groups? Why not the term Bible study, or why not the term life group? And here's what I would say. We call them small groups because small groups are relational. They are relational. They are more than just a Bible study. You know, getting together and studying the Bible, certainly a good thing. You know, and you should do that. But getting together and studying the Bible doesn't necessarily guarantee that I'm growing closer to Christ or that I'm even connecting with others. It just implies that I'm learning more about the Bible. Now, is learning more about the Bible a good thing? Yes, absolutely. Do I want people to study the Bible? Yes, absolutely. But again, studying the Bible doesn't guarantee life change. And that's what we want to see in small groups. That's why we call them small groups. Life groups, you know, another common term, I would say, in church world. And we don't call them life groups because it just doesn't reflect all of our groups. You know, some of our groups are just short term, meaning they meet for maybe 4 to 6 weeks and then they end. Some of our groups are more, you know, based on a topic or, excuse me, an affinity, for example, a grief group or a marriage group. You know, those are groups that meet for a specific time and a specific purpose. You know, people are not necessarily doing life, quote unquote, which I don't really love that phrase, doing life together. It just means that this is a small group of people that is meeting together to encourage one another, to pray together, where God's word is at the center, and that everybody is taking steps closer to Jesus. You know, I talk about small groups as like riding a bike. You know, when you think about riding a bike, you have two pedals. You know, on one side of the pedal in small group world are the relationships. The other side of the pedal in the small group is the discipleship. And you have to pedal both sides in a small group. Sometimes you have to pedal the relationship side more heavily, where maybe it's a new group or maybe people just are not there. They don't know each other as well. So you spend a lot of time helping them to get to know one another. And then you have other times in your small group life where, you know, the relationships are good, but you need to pedal that discipleship side of the bike and, you know, really drill down into can I help people grow closer to Jesus? So leading a small group is like riding a bike, and you have to pedal both sides. So those are a couple of things that I really want to encourage you. You know, we're kind of in the middle of this fall term, and your group may have been meeting for a few weeks or even a few months, but I really want to encourage you to continue to press forward with your group. And I also want to let you know about a resource. We have a small group guide. It's really kind of the small group, you know, Bible, I would say. It's everything you would need to know about leading a small group. It is on our website, and you can find it at lcga.info/lead. That's lcga.info/lead. This particular page is sort of a work in progress. In fact, I think we note it on the page. But you can check out the manual, and you can look at some of the things we have in there that, and some of the things I've talked about today are in that manual. Again, I want to thank you for leading this group that you're leading. Every person that you are leading matters to God, and they matter to us, and I know they matter to you. And so what you're doing matters. So thank you, and I hope to see you soon.